Okay, our final hour with Pharmacist Ben. This is the hour we'll take your calls. His website is criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number for people there who are prepared to sit there and give you information all night long, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And we'll be back with your calls, and we'll get Thomas's question answered from La Jolla when we come right back. Welcome back with Pharmacist Ben and your phone calls, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. So, Thomas from La Jolla, California, before the break, Ben wanted to know, how do you get off opiates?
Yeah, that's a great question. Opiate addiction is partially a physical addiction and partially a psychological addiction. I mean, we're all in, many of us anyway, are in existential pain as well as physical pain. So it becomes very easy when you have a pill to numb yourself out, and understandably so. So if you are on opiate drugs, you're trying to wean yourself off, do it gradually, number one. Number two, be very, very kind to your body while you're doing it. Withdrawing from opiates creates a major stress response, and this is why folks can't have such a difficult time getting off of it. The body goes into major stress mode. So relaxing the body as you are weaning yourself down off of opiates, treating your body to massages and hot water, getting on a nutritional supplement program, especially using electrical nutrients like vitamin C and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine to help protect the body from the excessive amounts of stress hormones that are secreted as you're weaning yourself off. You know, you get a rebound effect when you're on pain pills and you start to wean yourself off of pain pills. You go into a lot of rebound stress, the pain pills suppressing those stress chemicals while you're on them. As soon as you get off of them, you get this rebound condition where it's incredibly, incredibly stressful. So being kind to your body and using anti-stress nutrition becomes very important, especially the electrical nutrients that you get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
I won't take pain pills, Ben. I won't do it. I mean, I'll go through the anxiety of the pain.
You're a smart man.
Before I do that, I just don't like them.
You're a smart man. And then there's the constipation issue, which is a whole other problem when people are on pain pills. You become very toxic because it's difficult to eliminate waste. Let me tell you something else, George, that nobody talks about. When you are on prescription drugs, your body is depleted of nutrition because nutrients are used to detoxify the drugs. So as you're on the drugs, you end up with side effects that are not part of the drugs, but not part of the drug profile, but are part of the nutritional deficiency profile. I often get a question, are the nutrients going to interfere with my drugs? I often get this question. And what I tell people is not only will the nutrients not interfere with your drugs, with some exceptions, but for the most part, your nutrients are not only not going to interfere with your drugs, they're going to help your drugs work better because your body will be stronger and you'll be able to wean yourself off of the prescription drugs. And this is very, very important. The more drugs
you're
taking, the more critical it is that you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack and a good nutritional supplement program, a strategic nutritional supplement program.
How many people do you think in Toronto were attending our panel, of which you were a panelist and I was the host? How many people do you think? In the room.
Oh, probably 500, 600 people?
I would have said about 500 plus. And nearly all of them had some health-related issue.
Yeah, and almost all of them were listening to this show and listening
yes.
to us on part of Critical Health News and part of the.
But what does that tell you?
People are interested
of the percent of people that have some kind of affliction.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, I remember you asked that question. How many people have?
Well, the hands all went up.
I remember that. Yes, that's right. It's endemic, George. Chronic degenerative diseases in this country affect 80 million people. One out of four Americans have a chronic degenerative disease.
Is that normal?
No, we wouldn't have survived 2 million years as a human species if this was the way it was, and we may not survive much longer if it keeps continuing. Because George, it's not getting better; it's getting worse. You know, as horrific as the statistics are, they're getting worse. Prescription drugs, people over 60 years old are on 5 or 6 or even 7 or 8 prescription drugs, the majority of them.
One for this, one for that.
Prescription drug. What's that?
A drug for everything.
That's the mentality. And it's a brainwashing thing, I believe, George. You know, there's a commodification of medicine that does not serve the individual. Medicine has become a commodity to be bought and sold. And this is not fair. And this is why nutrition is so important. It's proactive. It's taking a stand. You know that whole Obamacare thing that's in the news now? And
now the new Republican care.
Right. Health care is like costs one quarter of the budget is health care. Can you imagine if everybody got on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack and started participating in a nutritional supplement program, what that would do to our budget, how much more money we
have? Well, you know what? Insurance should be paying for that, and they don't.
That's what they should be paying for. That's exactly right, George.
It's cheaper for them.
That's why the term alternative health care I find offensive. Medicine should be alternative health care. That should be a last resort. The first resort, which insurance companies, if they're going to pay for anything, should be paying for nutritional supplementation, not prescription drugs. And by the way, when you get, do you know any veterans who go to the VA?
Yes.
That's the kind of health care we're about to get. You know, that's what government-mandated health care really is. It's VA health care.
And I propose to do away with all the VA hospitals and let the vets go to these great hospitals that are privately run, and then the government pay for it, of course, because there are veterans.
The service that the veterans provide for us, the service that soldiers provide for this, to have them come home and have to be treated to that kind of health care is just awful. It's such a sad statement on our culture that we accept this.
The health care was better in the desert when they were in a tent.
Yes.
Let's go to Delbert on our wildcard line. He's truck driving in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Delbert. Go ahead.
Hey, Delbert.
Hey, I went to a doctor. I hadn't been to a doctor but twice in 20 years. And I figured I'd go in and get a physical. I hadn't had one in a long time, besides for my DOT physical. Well, they say that my thyroid is underactive, and they put me on this
levothyroxine.
And
silly strategy. Let me tell you why. Your thyroid's the problem, not thyroid hormone. You work on the thyroid by working on the digestive system and working on the blood sugar system. See, when they give you levothyroxine, this is the common treatment for hypothyroidism, which, by the way, is an epidemic, along with a zillion other health
problems. It is. That's true.
Right? When you have a thyroid problem, you don't have a thyroid hormone problem, but because, as I was saying earlier, the medical model is helpless at the level of the cell, all they can do is give you thyroid hormone. Now, while it may help you a little bit to get on some thyroid hormone if you're not making enough, the problem is in the gland. It's not in the hormone. It's the structure. And what is the cause of the problem? Remember, this is the thyroid cell we're talking about. It's a lack of nutrition, a lack of oxygen, and toxicity in the body. This is the only three things that can go wrong with a cell. And the doctor's not going to tell you that because he's helpless at the level of a cell. At the level of a cell, which is where disease begins, whether it's thyroid disease or bone disease or any other disease, all a cell needs is the mighty 90 essential nutrients, that's what we call them, these 90 essential nutrients that you get in the Healthy Start Pack. Most people will begin immediately to start to reverse any disease process because all of a sudden their cells are getting nutrients. Now, the second thing is you got to make sure that you're oxygenating correctly, and that involves movement of the body. You know, we always talk about movement of the body, especially first thing in the morning. Moving the body is very important. Stretching is very important for oxygenation. I love rebounders. You ever seen those mini trampolines, you know, George?
The little ones.
The little ones, right. I love doing a rebounder. In fact, if you feel a cold coming on, one of the greatest ways to prevent that cold from coming is to get on a rebounder and jump up and down for a minute or so. And
Why? How does that work?
Because you're circulating your lymphatic system.
Huh.
You know how when you start to get a cold, George, you feel a little like sticky and slow and sludgy?
Oh, and you can feel your throat's raspy.
Yeah, there's sort of a slowness that's happening, and that involves the circulatory system.
Huh.
That involves the accumulation of inflammatory factors. When you move the body, you move those inflammatory factors out. You circulate them out, and they pass through the kidneys, and they get excreted out of your body. So moving the body is incredibly, incredibly important. Also, movement facilitates the delivery of oxygen to cells. So making sure you're breathing correctly, I love the strategy of deep breathing, sitting on the couch and breathing slowly and deeply and rhythmically for 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 minutes every day, twice a day if you're really feeling sick. And then lastly, making sure that you're supporting detoxification. There's lots of ways to do that. Again, the Mighty 90, the 90 essential nutrients that you get in the Healthy Start Pack are wonderfully detoxifying. Movement is detoxifying. Drinking turmeric and ginger and cinnamon. These are all wonderfully detoxifying spices. I love the idea of using spices, by the way, for detoxification and for healing. Anytime you're cooking, go crazy on the spices. Enjoy spices. They're wonderfully medicinal. These are all the strategies we can employ for helping the thyroid, for our friend the truck driver, for just for working with the body in general. It's the simple things, George.
Okay, let's go back to Delbert. I want to make sure you got all his questions answered. Delbert, anything else?
That should do it. Yeah,
you got it, my friend.
I went to the doctor, and what gets me is I'm 5'11", I'm 160 pounds, and they say my thyroid is underactive.
Well, just because they say on the thyroid test, a thyroid tester can be wrong. You know, here's another thing, George and Delbert. When you're taking a test and they're determining whether you're sick or not or whether you need to be drugged or not, they're going by reference values. So you're low or high based on a statistical algorithm.
An average, right?
An average. Are you average, George? Delbert, you're not average. I'm not average. There's no such thing as average, and there's no such thing as normal. You know the three kinds of lies, right? There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. And this is the problem. When we get dosed and we get diagnosed and we get put on a protocol and we get put into the computer and the insurance program, it's all based on reference ranges and reference values, and they are not appropriate. They're not necessarily appropriate or accurate for the individual. So, Delbert, just because it says you're hypothyroid doesn't necessarily mean that you're hypothyroid. You want to go by your symptoms. Is your hair falling out? Is your skin really dry? Are your extremities cold? Are you fatigued all the time? Do you get chronic diseases or chronic infections? All of these are really the way that you want to determine if there's hypothyroidism going on. And by the way, if you have a chronic disease, a progressive disease, you can rest assured whatever the statistics say, whatever the test says, you got a thyroid problem. You're probably hypothyroid.
Monica from Phoenix writes that she's got adrenal glands that aren't acting the right way. What's going on
here? But let me tell you something.
And what do they do?
Let me tell you about the adrenals, okay? They do two main things, but everybody knows about one.
And where are they, by the way?
They're on top of your kidneys. Adrenal. Renal means kidney. Ad means on top. Adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands do two things. Most people know about the one thing, but they don't know about the second thing. The one thing is they're your stress management glands. They secrete chemical, specifically epinephrine, you probably heard of that, or adrenaline, adrenaline from adrenal. And something called cortisol.
Cortisol, that's right.
Right, and these are two hormones that help us manage the stress response, and they're great hormones because they help us deal with stress, but they're not great when they're chronically secreted. Under chronic secretion of cortisol, first thing that happens is you go into things like hypertension and anxiety and insomnia and slow healing.
High or low? High or low cortisol?
When your cortisol goes up, your body goes into this stress response, and the stress response is great for a minute or for a day or for an hour, but it's awful when it happens long term. But here's the second thing the adrenal glands do. They make your youth hormones, and they make your sex hormones, especially as we get older, especially for women as they get older. And this is why women have hot flashes during menopause. This is why women have anxiety and insomnia. These are all manifestations of excessive adrenal activity. Now, after the adrenal glands go crazy because of long-term stress, what ends up happening is the adrenals get fatigued. They get pooped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's called adrenal fatigue, and many people suffer from that. Eventually, the adrenal glands catch up, and your adrenal activity goes up, and then it drops, and it goes up, and it goes and it drops. And
how do you pump them back up again?
It goes back up, but then you go into the stress response. Now, here's something very interesting. The thyroid is linked to the adrenals. So when your adrenals go up and down, eventually the thyroid will slow down in response. And this is one of the major causes of hypothyroidism is excessive adrenal activity.
It's all connected.
Yes. So if you're if you're a woman going through menopause, or if you have insomnia or anxiety issues or hot flashes or any of the signs, hypertension, any of the signs of excessive adrenal activity, first thing, get on a nutritional supplement program. Second thing, calm the body down. One of my favorite ways to calm the body down is by using a hot water, hot baths, hot showers. A hot bath is so powerful for calming the adrenal glands, and you can tell this by its effect on hypertension. You know, among the most toxic of all drugs are your antihypertensives, the beta blockers and the calcium channel blockers, which work by suppressing the heart. By slowing the heart. Now, this is the most brain dead medical strategy to actually shut down the heart to lower the blood pressure. To me, this is craziness. But if you take a hot bath, you will lower your blood pressure faster than any prescription drug, and you'll be supporting adrenal health, and you're going to feel great, too. Women know this intuitively.
Well, will it go right back up again when you get out of the tub?
Probably, but eventually, you can't stay in the tub all day.
No, you can't.
No, but you can do it once or twice a day. And yes, it will eventually go back up again if the same systems are going awry, but at least for that moment, you'll be relaxing the body. This is why people don't like getting out of the shower. Have you ever noticed this? People don't like getting out of the shower. You want to stay in the shower as long as possible. Why? Because in the shower, you're lowering your adrenal, you're reducing your adrenal activity, you're slowing down or lowering your blood pressure, you're relaxing the body, you're fighting cancer, you're reducing the likelihood of heart disease and chronic degenerative diseases, and on top of everything else, you get more creativity because the blood flow is rerouted from your fear-based brain into your prefrontal cortex where you make creative decisions, where you make good choices. And this is another issue. The more we're in adrenal duress, the more our body's under stress, the poorer our decision-making is. And so we end up with things like criminal behavior or any kind of sociopathic behavior, dysfunctional behavior. A lot of that has to do with the fact that our brains the chemistry of our brain is rerouted to our fear brain away from our mammalian brain and our prefrontal cortex. So relaxing the body is critical. And then the last thing for your adrenal glands is to make sure you reduce your intake of sugar. Sugar is a disaster for the adrenal glands. After a little bit, the body needs a little bit of sugar, but too much sugar puts a major stress on the adrenal glands.
Like my Hostess cupcake, right?
Like your Hostess cupcake, exactly.
First time caller is Carl in Philadelphia. Hi, Carl. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, Carl. Gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great, Carl. Thank you.
I don't know how far this is going, because I'm a dad, and not too many kids talk to their dad.
That happens.
In any case, my daughter, I found out she went for a test for the HPV virus or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And she had two shots, but never got the third shot. Now, I don't know, I'm in limbo right now as far as, if it's going to be bad or not, but is there anything she could start doing just in case?
No, she got the vaccine, is what you're saying?
Well, she got the vaccine. She was supposed to get three shots, I understand, but she only got two.
So are you trying to protect her from HPV, or you want to protect her from the vaccine?
Well, she went to the doctor for a test. They're supposed to find out if she has it or not.
Does she?
Well, I don't know. She went for the test today.
Oh, she did. Well, and what is this?
A human papillomavirus. HPV virus. They give this thing called Gardasil. Have you heard of this? Gardasil vaccine for HPV. Is that what they gave her? Do you know?
All I'm getting information from is my wife that years ago, or when it first, they were supposed to get three shots, and she got two of them.
Okay.
Or maybe they've changed it a little bit.
If you're talking about protecting her from the virus, and that's probably a good idea. Vaccination has its place, perhaps. I'm not even convinced that it does, but at best it has its place, but not for things like HPV, not for things like viruses that are easy for the immune system to protect itself from. The major problem is suppressing the immune system.
You got to build your immune system up.
Build your immune system. The body has a defensive system. And a wonderful one, but the problem is many of our lifestyle choices suppress immune activity, particularly sugar. After you eat sugar, your white blood cells being the soldiers of the immune system, after you eat sugar, the white blood cells, the soldiers of the immune system, become suppressed for hours. So making sure that after you put stuff into the body that suppresses immune activity, making sure that you're using a nutritional supplement program, making sure that you're sipping on Beyond Tangy Tangerine water after you eat your sugar, making sure that you're using these mental and emotional strategies. Cortisol suppresses the immune system.
And hold on, Ben. And Carl, call that number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Really easy to remember, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We will be back with your final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website, and people are waiting to talk to you as well at 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com, our final segment here. These segments, they do go by quickly, Ben, don't they?
They really do.
So another email in, this from Bob in Wichita, Kansas, and he has had problems with his testosterone level. What does he do?
Well, there's a couple things he could do. First of all, we talked about cortisol in the adrenal glands. Under conditions of duress, testosterone levels will drop. So calming the body down is very important. Secondly, the body operates under a use-it-or-lose-it mandate, and testosterone being a building substance, if we eat, if we're not exercising, especially doing resistance training, testosterone levels will drop. Third of all, testosterone is antagonized by the female hormone estrogen, which is made in body fat. So the more body fat you're carrying, the lower your testosterone levels will be, and the less testosterone benefits you will get. And then thirdly, of course, or fourthly, lastly, is getting yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, especially supplements that help the body lower or support the body's ability to use sugar. It's particularly our Sweeties product, wonderful for building testosterone, making sure that you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the B vitamins to also help reduce the load on sugar, making sure that you're getting enough of your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrient Essential Amino Acids is also very important, and then using making sure that you're getting enough protein is also very important. And protein is very tricky because the more protein you take, if you're not using it, will actually get turned into sugar and then into body fat. And this is something that people don't recognize when it comes to protein intake. Body's not repairing and growing and building tissue and you're getting a lot of protein, that protein will readily, quickly get turned into sugar and then ultimately into fat. So making sure that you're eating protein, but making sure that you're using your protein by working out, by doing resistance training, even something as simple as walking up and down the stairs with carrying a bag of books or wearing a backpack that's got books in it can be an effective resistance training exercise. Also, isometrics, George. Do you know about those where you push your hands together or you push your...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? That's a great...
I think I was telling you this. I do the Royal Canadian Air Force exercise test.
And is isometric there, too?
It's isometrics. It's about a 15-minute exercise. I do it 4 times a week. And it's just calisthenics and push-ups and some things like that. And then I've got a treadmill. Just simple things.
George, you know, you should be talking about health because you are one healthy guy. You are in amazing shape.
Not bad for 95, huh?
No, don't be silly. You're in amazing shape. And people, you know, people don't necessarily, you know, haven't seen you in person. But in person, you are a living testimony to good living.
Well, I'm a billboard for criticalhealthnews.com, I
you
guess.
Are.
Let's go to Diana in Roseville, California. Hi, Diana. You're on with Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, Diana.
Great.
Oh, your phone's acting up. You've been on hold for an hour. I want to save your call. Tom, take care of line 4, and then let me know when she's back, and we'll grab her. Poor lady, she's been waiting for an hour, and she was breaking up. Let's go next, though. We go to Sandra in Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, I have a friend and a relative. One relative has Parkinson's, the other one has lupus. From Dr. Wallach's viewpoint, what causes those?
Well, I can't speak for Dr. Wallach, I can only speak for myself, but more and more we're beginning to recognize that there's a major link between what are called what is called the microbiome, which is the universe of bacteria that live in our guts, and neurological problems, particularly Parkinson's disease. That is, good bacteria, the lack of good bacteria, is related to Parkinson's disease, and more evidence is accumulating to show that, although if you understand biochemistry, it makes perfect sense. Autoimmune disease, same thing, related to something called leaky gut syndrome. This is when the digestive lining starts to break down and toxins enter into the blood and initiate an immune response. So making sure you're working on digestive health. We haven't talked a lot about digestive health today, but making sure that you're using your nightly essence from Youngevity. It's called the Ultimate Nightly Essence. Making sure you're using your Fucoid Z from Youngevity. Making sure you're doing chicken soup and bone soup. You know, George, anything that helps you with arthritis is going to help your gut, too.
What about probiotics?
Probiotics are vitally important. That's what the nightly essence is. It's good bacteria.
Is it? Okay.
You can also get them from sauerkraut and fermented vegetables.
By the way, I'm always confused when they say good bacteria and bad bacteria. Isn't bacteria bacteria?
No. There's bacteria that make vitamins, and there's bacteria that will kill you. There's bacteria that help you digest your food, and there's bacteria that can cause serious infections. And they're not the same.
Is it a fine line?
Well, it's not a fine line. They're just different species. different, there's, you know, there's zillions of species of bacteria, and some of them don't like human beings.
Well, how do you know you get the right ones?
Because they've identified them. In your intestine, you have probably maybe 1,000 different species of bacteria that detoxify cancer-causing chemicals, help you digest your food, support brain health, support the health of the intestine. And this is another reason why nutritional supplementation is important, particularly nutritional supplements that help you with arthritis. Any nutritional supplement that's being sold as an arthritis remedy, like our glucogel caps, for example, will help repair the digestive lining. Gelatin is another great thing that you can eat to help repair the digestive lining. Bone broth, also very supportive for helping repair the digestive lining. Anything that helps you with arthritis and anything that helps you with your immune system is also going to be important for gut health, and it's also going to help you with for our caller with autoimmune disease and Parkinson's.
Tom says that Diana in Roseville, California has a better line. So go ahead, Diana.
Hey, Diana.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a hold of you forever. Thank you so much for taking my call. 16 years ago, I became infected with bed bug larva. And because of my medical education and life history, I quarantined myself because I felt it was, people started dying around here. I mean, we're living, there's a lot of Indian burial grounds that are disturbed, and they put these apartment buildings on them. And then these pest control companies come out, and they spray and they shoot the birds, and the birds try to, you know, find a place to hide. They go down your air ducts, and they die, and
jeez,
they go through over 40 different expressions of this, you know, as far as larva is concerned. It's just an incredible differentiation study. But
toxicity at its worst. Wow.
They eat the egg pods that kind of like a final ditch effort to continue themselves so that they can eat another body if it's buried. And so anyway, I don't have a lot of money, but I got some carnivora, some DMSO, and some stuff for adrenals and, you know.
What's your biggest problem, Di?
When I put the DMSO in the back of my throat, I put too much in, and I have before the epiglottis, there's a valley, and they were collected there. I didn't know it, and I could just feel them turn loose and go down my tongue, and one of them must have got in my right lung because I have pneumonia in that lung.
All right,
now.
Ben, how does this happen?
You know, that's a terrible situation. First of all, I can't really address everything you asked.
No, and this sounds like a hospital stay, doesn't it?
Sounds pretty serious. Ma'am, if you could send an email to criticalhealthnews.com and put your phone number in there and just say Diana from California somewhere in the subject, I'll give you a call personally. And then we'll talk about that, because there's a few different things going on. It's not really a nutritional issue. You know, this is important, George and Diana. We're talking about chronic, long-term, progressive diseases that get worse. These are always reversible, always, by their very nature.
If you get help.
Yes, but this isn't what Diana's talking about. Is a little bit different, and that's going to require a little bit more finessing. It's not in the realm of chronic degenerative diseases. So if you'll send an email, Diana, to criticalhealthnews.com and put your phone number in there and put in the heading Diana from California, I'll call you personally tomorrow.
Is this an ER visit, Ben?
Yeah, this is more of a medical situation.
I think so, too. Diana, you want to do it sooner than later, I would think. Let's go to Mark in Las Vegas. Hi, Mark. You're up with us.
I just have a couple questions. First question is, what can you tell me to do? I'm struggling with paralysis. What will help with that? Second thing, I've got liver trouble. So when I take a bunch of supplements, my liver doesn't like it. It struggles to get all that through my body. So you could give me some ideas, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll give you some ideas. Now, you're saying you're struggling with paralysis. Are you paralyzed?
I am, yeah.
Are you a quadriplegic or paraplegic?
It's quadriplegic, but I have movement in my arms. I'm able to walk. They told me I'd never walk again, but I go to physical therapy four times a week.
Perfect.
I'm able to walk a little bit. So definitely.
That's awesome. After you
back.
Do physical therapy, it's going to be very, very important that you nutriate. After you, and this is true for anybody who's exercising, by the way. After you come home from the gym, that's the number one best time to do your nutritional supplements. Two things. First of all, if you have a problem with the liver, that implies that you're not absorbing your fatty nutrients, and your fatty nutrients are incredibly important for growth and regeneration.
And how about milk thistle?
Milk thistle is wonderful for the liver.
Yeah.
That's great, George. And also turmeric, for that matter, is also wonderful for the liver. So, yeah, you can use liver detox herbs, but I would be thinking along the lines of making sure you're absorbing and utilizing your fats. Use our ultimate enzymes. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. Get the ultimate enzymes from Longevity. Do them with every meal. And also apple cider vinegar with all your meals. Apple cider vinegar.
Patricia Bragg would love you for that.
Phenomenal stuff, and it activates digestive enzymes. Make sure you're using your ultimate nightly essence from Longevity. Get on criticalhealthnews.com to get that. And then get the Healthy Start Pack with the ultimate EFAs. Fats are super, super important for growth and regeneration as we get older. And if you have a liver problem, you very likely aren't absorbing these ultimate essential fatty acids, as well as vitamin A and vitamin E and other fatty nutrients. So making sure that you're on the Healthy Start Pack to get all of those nutrients, especially the ultimate EFAs, because you're very likely going to be deficient. And take them with your enzymes and take them with food. If you take your fatty nutrients, in fact, if you take all your nutrients with food, you're going to facilitate their utilization, their absorption by the body. As we when we eat, digestive juices are secreted, and these improve the absorption of nutrients. It's not just what you take, George, it's what you absorb, and that's a key point when it comes to nutritional supplements.
Oh, absolutely. We went to dinner with Doc Wallach in Toronto, and he opens up a bottle, and he's got all these supplements that he puts into this one
right.
bottle that he carries with himself. And, I mean, he's taking these at four or five at a time. Unbelievable. He's taken 60 pills.
George, he hasn't been to a doctor in 78 years. He does 400 shows a year, and if you can't keep up with the guy. He's 78. You cannot keep up with him.
No, I know.
He'll talk your ear off till 2 in the morning.
Yep.
And then he'll get up at 7 and start his whole day again.
I know.
Not on any medicine, not any surgical procedures. He's a miracle man, but it really isn't a miracle. It's just the way the body works, and he knows how to leverage it.
And, folks, we throw a lot at you. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website, and here's a phone number for people who will help you as well, 1-855-949-7234. But take heed with what Pharmacist Ben tells you, and you enjoy helping people, too, I can tell.
George, there's nothing more gratifying. Nothing at all more gratifying. In fact, nothing else matters. If you're healthy, and I've been blessed, so if you're blessed, what else is there to do but give it away? What else is there to do but share it? You don't want to be blessed by yourself.
When you were a little boy, did you like chemistry sets and things like that?
I had a chemistry set.
I knew it.
Yes,
I knew
I did.
That's when you started your compounding.
That's how I did it. When I was 11 years old, I begged my dad for a chemistry set. That's funny.
I was the same way.
Did you have one, too?
Oh, my God. I had microscopes, chemistry
yeah,
sets, model rockets.
They still make them?
Yeah. They sure do. They sure do. Gary in Indiana. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for my call.
Thank you, Gary.
April 15th, I had a heart attack. I shut my house down, called 911. Walked 70 feet to the thing. I'm on the Tippy River, which is licking the banks now. Went in, found out I've got congestive heart failure.
Oh, wow.
The blockage they tried to do, it went out the side of the vein. I watched it on the camera while they're doing it. A little bit of fluid by the heart, pulled it out. It's inoperable. In the process, they did an oral scope, which scraped the back of my throat, which caused a lot of the problems. Gave me thrush, which I never heard of, which is a yeast infection of throat.
Right.
I was 5 days comatose, ammonia up the liver and the brain and down. So I think I was about a three-time statistic since then. Sent me to all the medical people have been great. I can't praise them enough or I wouldn't be here. But they sent me to a facility rehab who didn't catch it either before they sent me out. And Sunday I had to be ambulanced back. They did a jab on my arm. They couldn't find any blood or anything. I was about drained. Got back to the hospital, treated everything, and I had an epiphany, which David and PT there, thanks, guy. All this come being, and I seen I was going to go home Friday, but, well, I came home last night. Of course, thank goodness my landline's working. Since the 08 floods, I never had a problem, but got home last night by myself, sitting here freaking out because I had no communications. Had my daughter take my vehicle because I'm good to drive and with the flooding and all. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've been taking turmeric and everything.
That'll
but,
help.
All the last, I had 5 bypasses in 95.
Oh, my goodness.
One of them closed up in 6 months after that.
5 separate bypasses?
On the 4 smaller arteries.
Yeah, quintuple bypass.
All at once.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And one of them closed up 6 months later. And April 15th, I guess Kim kicked it off with all his radical things. And the fourth one closed up. So I guess I'm just operating on the two main ones.
Sounds like you got a blood sugar problem, my friend. This is the number one cause of heart disease is blood sugar issues. Get that blood sugar stabilized. Get on your Sweeties from Longevity. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Reduce your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates and processed foods. Eating less food. This is another powerful, powerful anti-sugar strategy is eating less food. Caloric restriction, intermittent fasting. If you want to, an easy way to do a fast, get on our SwearoV, SUEROVIE. People always ask how you spell that, SwearoV. It's a wonderful drink for cleaning the body out and fasting, allowing your body to fast really easily. The ketogenic diet is really helpful. Have you heard about this, George?
I have not.
The ketogenic diet is an amazing diet for lowering blood sugar and supporting brain health. It's a high-fat, low-carbohydrate, low-calorie diet. That third part is very important, low-calorie. And eating lots of fat. You know, when you and I grew up, George, fat was the bad guy, right? I mean, until recently, actually, it was the bad guy.
Even that's right.
It's not true. Fat is a good guy.
That's what they're saying these days.
The doc's been talking about that for decades.
He was right. He was right.
Understands biochemistry, understands not only is fat the good guy, but cholesterol is the good guy, too. We have this crazy idea about...
talked a lot about that on the panel.
Yes, cholesterol is a vital chemical. It's a growth chemical. It's a youth chemical. It's a stress management chemical. It's a longevity chemical. It's a brain chemical. It's a hormone chemical. And to suppress it is craziness, absolute craziness. The main reason why cholesterol levels are up is because of blood sugar issues.
Exactly. Ben, we're out of time. Talk to you in about a month or so, my friend.
Good to talk
Ben
to
Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, folks, or call this number. They are there all the time to help you out. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. When I come back in just a moment, Coast to Coast continues as we take a new look at the book Genesis.